Jesus Christ truly is alive. Oh, I mean, He is truly risen from the dead. It was early in the morning, and they were wondering, is Jesus who He said He was? Is He who He says He was? All this week, I've heard bad news. What about you? I'm a news junkie. I watch Fox, I watch CNN, I watch MSB, I get on YouTube, I look around, and I want to know, what are they saying? And it's all bad news. If you listen to them, you're ready to be broke in the morning. Forecasting this bad news. And I kind of got excited about today, because you know what? In the midst of this, quote, bad news for everybody, guess what I get to do this morning? I have the privilege and the honor and the great, great opportunity to tell you that there is great news in the midst of some bad news. He's alive! And then I got to thinking about it a little more. And you know what? I realized this. The bad news has never been able to shut Him down. Now, folks, I want to tell you. I've been watching just America here for the past year. And I'm amazed at how we put our hope in all the wrong places. I want you to know there is only one man that will do what He said He's going to do. Only one. I love my mom and dad, but guess what? They didn't always do exactly what they said they was going to do. I love my dear grandmama, Bess Jewel. And I'm telling you, Bess Jewel was a real godly woman. And she was a Southern Baptist from Mississippi. Now, you're not a Southern Baptist till you've had fried chicken in the morning. Now, that's when you get down south. Fried chicken with fried green tomatoes. She was close to God, but guess what? She didn't always come through with everything she said. And I want you to know today, there's not a government, there's not a government system. There's not an educational institution. There is not a scientific theory. There is not a philosophical understanding. There is not one human being other than the one I'm fixing to tell you about that will do absolutely what He says. And I just want you to look at your neighbor and just say, He'll do what He says. Because I want you got to get that to get this morning. Come on, you better tell your neighbor, He'll do what He says. He will do what He says. How many of y'all got that? Just say it back to me. He'll do what He says. Now hold on. That makes everything change. I've been amazed. People swooning over politicians. Good gosh. How brain dead can you be? Have you not read any history? No man will bring it through for you. And here's why. Jesus is the only one I've found. Now you better hear me on this. Jesus is the only one I have found. Did I tell you? Jesus is the only one I've found that would rather save you than Himself. Everybody else, they're going to go first, and then they might bring you along. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't good things in the world. I just want you to embrace the greatest of these so you'll know how to make a difference. So you'll become a difference. Early on that morning, they ran to the tomb. This has always been a mystery to me. Humans must have thought He was going to do what He said because they were a little bit nervous. I don't know why you would put a huge stone in front of a dead man unless you thought something might happen. And they said, well, we were worried somebody would steal his body. Well, what were they going to do? Walk around for the next 30 days having Weekend at Bernie's? You know, what do? Carry a dead Jesus around? Some of us do. How many of y'all still carrying a dead Jesus around? Well, if you're carrying a dead Jesus around, I want you to know you better hear the rest of the story. As Paul Harvey would say, you better hear the rest of the story today. Jesus did not stay dead. And they ran toward the tomb. This morning, you and I need to run toward that tomb in our minds. And we need to see that Jesus will do absolutely what he says. Now, here's why this is important. If he said, tear down this temple, in 3 days, I'll build it back. It will be so. Now, this is great news. How many of y'all realize Jesus said, you shall be saved? And Jesus said it. Watch this. By the way, I hope y'all realize by this week, there's only one person that's absolutely for you. Guess who it is? He don't care what color you are, what background you're from. Watch this. He said, neither slave nor free, neither male or female, neither Greek or Scythian. He said, all come together in who? Jesus. That's what I love about Jesus. He just loves you. Tell your neighbor he loves you. Come on, I want you to work this out today. See, y'all want Easter to be a stare and listen. Easter's not a stare and listen. Easter is a run and see event. That's why the church has missed it. We like to stare and listen. We follow all these Europeans. Lord have mercy. Jesus never acted like a Puritan. Puritans act like Puritans. Jesus did amazing things. How many of y'all glad to know that we follow God does amazing things? This amazing God. Amen. Give it up for him today. It's an amazing God. And early in the morning, guess who went first? The women. Why? God wanted somebody there that would talk. And he knew if he sent the sisters out front, the message would get out worldwide. Because they'd be calling each other up. Hey, Betty, he ain't in there, I'm telling you. Hey, Mary, he's gone. Hey, Susie, I mean, he is not there. They ran to the tomb. And guess what? They were looking for a dead body and found a risen Lord. Some of you today, guess what? This may blow you away. You think you're here because it's Easter. You all really think that, don't you? You say, well, I got to go to church today. It's one of the big events of Jesus. We got to be there at Easter and Christmas to say we're good Americans. Now, Jesus will sneak up on you. Guess what? Some of y'all thought you were coming for a holiday, but guess what? Jesus has brought you here to give you a life. He loves you that much. He wants you to hear how real he is. He wants you to hear how much he loves you. And he wants you to hear, here's the greatest thing, he'll do what he says he's going to do. He's the only person I know that does exactly what he says he's going to do. Now, don't feel bad about that. I know some of y'all going, I tell the truth all the time. Now, there's a liar right there. Especially you men. You say, I'll tell the truth. You don't ever tell your wife the whole truth. You go out and buy a golf club, a driver that costs $500. Did y'all realize you can buy a driver that costs $500 to hit a ball? $500. Now, you know your wife don't know what that cost. True? So she said, how much did that cost? It cost a couple hundred. That's not a lie. It ain't a truth, but it ain't a lie, right? Now, women do the same thing to men. They bring in a piece of shoe. My wife showed me a shoe. It got like 3 straps on it and a heel. $100. I'm like, man, you have a whole Red Wing boot for that. I mean, you get boot of leather all the way up to you in your 3 straps, $100. Yeah, but it's a so-and-so. I said, but you could have like Red Wing. Makes sense? We don't always... How many of y'all don't always tell the truth? Man, I can't believe y'all lying on Easter Sunday morning. See, but he'll do what he's going to say he's going to do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, the ladies took off early on the first day of the week while it was still dark. Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. I want you to know that there's nothing we can do to keep Jesus from coming through. The stone, they were worried somebody's going to steal a dead man's body. And some of them were worried he might just be who he said he was. But guess what? The Monte early in the morning, God had already done what man could not do. Hello? You better catch this. We can roll, we still rolling stones. Literally. Some of them still singing. They still ain't got no satisfaction. We want to roll stones in front of God. I'm going to tell you right now. I want y'all to wake up as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to get this message today. And my prayer has been, we will never be the same church after today. It's time for us to start living this thing out. Because everybody wants to roll a stone in front of it. I'm so tired of everybody whining. Amen? Just everybody whining. See, God isn't in public schools. You can't keep him out. Sheriff, you can't keep God out of public schools. You try to arrest God, he'll jump out of the jail. You can't handcuff him. You can't hold him. You can't indict him. You can't kill him. You can't keep him down. You can't seal him up with a stone because he is God. He's going to do what he says. People tell me all the time, well, the politicians have taken God. Oh, good gosh. A politician does not have the power to deal with God. If you don't believe me, ask Pilate. He said, I'm the governor of this province. He said, my daddy will let you make a move. Pilate said, do you know who I am? And then Jesus looked at him and said, the bigger question is, do you know who I am? And he said, they say you the king of the Jews. He said, Pilate, you better decide who you say I am. Mary said he was a friend. The women ran to the tomb. The stone had been rolled away. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, they've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him. Once again, did I tell you, he will do what he said he will do. And until we as God-fearing followers of Jesus Christ understand that what God said is in motion and no man can change that. That's where we've lost our way in the church. Once again, I'm going to remind you this. Only Jesus will die for you. Here's the problem with the church today. We think it's about us. Well, I feel this and I feel that and I feel this and I feel that. You know what? Jesus died no matter how I felt. And on the third day, guess what? Guess what? I wish I could tell you I'd have been up early morning running from the tomb, but I'd have been asleep. And if I'd have been Jesus, we'd be celebrating Easter at 12. I mean, think about it. If I'd have been Jesus, I'd say, come on, Daddy, man, I've had a rough weekend. I mean, they've crucified me. They beat me. I've died. I've had to go to hell, release the captives. Can't I sleep to 10? But God said, I'm going to get on it right now. Now, come on, folks, embrace that. You got a Jesus that's going to get on it right now. First thing in the morning. And Mr. Gibson, you know what I thought was interesting? It was the first day of the week. So really, in that moment of time, it was a Monday that Jesus made a move. Now, how many of y'all need to get up with Jesus on Monday? How many of y'all are holy on Sunday and questionable on Monday morning? It was on every day of the week. You know what? And I think we got to realize he's risen. And this is going to blow you away. I don't think we have. I really do think sometimes we think he's still crucified. Because all we talk about is he forgave me. But the next part of the story is he lives in me. And because He lives in me, all things are possible through me. I'm not what I used to be. I've been risen. Can you see these ladies? They are running back. They catch Simon Peter. And guess what they say? They've taken him. Somebody's taken him. I want to tell you today, nobody can take him. God removes the stone, and God steps out through the moment of spiritual power, not human help. Guess what I've learned about Jesus? Not only will He do what He says, not only will He say what He says, guess what? He'll do what He says. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus will do what He says? He said, I will be crucified, and He was crucified. He said, I will forgive them of their sins, and He has. He'll do it. How many of y'all glad you got a Jesus who did it? Man, I wish I could tell you I was like Jesus, but a lot of times I'm not like Jesus. This morning, in fact, on the way out of the house, I about fell down the steps. And the reason I about fell down the steps, I hate to confess this, is I didn't do what I told my wife I was going to do yesterday. We had a board loose on the steps. I got just lazy. I said, I'll nail that down tomorrow. How many of y'all are always going to do it tomorrow? Well, not doing yesterday what I should have done about caused me a lot of trouble today. I came bounding out of the house and I went, Lord Jesus, and on down the steps. And I thought to myself, sometimes, now note how I say this, not all the time, but sometimes I need to do what my wife says. She might have my life in concern. How many of y'all just ignore what Jesus says? I hear it all the time. I'm around people who say they've been forgiven and they tell me how they can't get over their problems. That is an incongruent logic. As I listen to the news, I always say there's good news. Say, what if the economy collapses? Jesus is still risen. What if gas goes to $6 a gallon? Walk! Now we've saved a lot of money because we don't need any more weight loss programs. You're going to make it. No matter what they said. Because they didn't take Him. God raised Him. Then the disciples take off. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter, and he reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. It's interesting that not only did Simon Peter have a big mouth, but he was also slow. Isn't it interesting? That was one of the details of the scripture. That Simon Peter was outran. You know, I know that had to drive him crazy because Peter always wanted to be what? First, but he was second. It doesn't matter when you arrive at the tomb, it matters that you arrive. See, how many of you today think it's too late? I've done too much. God surely couldn't love me now. No, He loves you. Because guess what? Tomb's still open. Nobody's put the stone back because they didn't take Him. You know why? Jesus, He means what He says, and He'll do what He says. Isn't that great? You know why? When they looked in, here's what happened. Then Simon Peter called up. He was behind them, and he arrived, and he went into the tomb. And he saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself and separate from the linens. Uh-oh! Did I let you know today? Jesus Christ, He means what He says. And He'll do what He says. Because guess what? He's going to become what He said He's going to become. And guess what He told Mary and Martha? He said, I am the resurrection. He didn't say, I will resurrect. He says, I am the resurrection. This Lazarus, your brother, who is dead, I'm going to get him up. But oh, sister, oh, girlfriend, let me let you know, I am God. I am the forever. And when I get up, everybody else is going to be able to walk with me. I told you last week, Jesus was on His way. and now His way has gripped you. How many of y'all glad to know Jesus Christ wants to get in you and take you to be where He is? Heaven. Guess what? You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at a whole lot of folks that are going to heaven. So how should you act? Absolutely. How many of y'all got out of the tomb? And you know what Jesus did? He took that old dead stuff. Watch this. And the scripture's very detailed here. He folded it up. Now you got to be a Jew to know what that means. If you had had a good meal, guess what you did with your napkin? You folded it up and you laid it by your plate, indicating that it was a great meal and you are finished. Oh, church, aren't you glad to know that Jesus took all that dead stuff? He took that grave cloth. He folded it up precisely, laid it on the tomb, and declared to every one of us, "It is finished." And soon as he did, guess what? Guess what? He became the resurrection. He said it. He did it. He became it. And praise be unto God, you and I can believe it. Now guess what happens? When we believe it, then we can say it, we can do it, we can become it, and others will see it. I like that better. They'll see it. But guess what? Here in just a few minutes, y'all fixing to invade restaurants in Bowling Green. Right now, if y'all bow your heads, I want to pray for everybody that's got to work today. But you know what? Here's what I want them to see more than anything. Has Jesus Christ risen in you? They ought to be sitting over there in all these restaurants. Or if your grandmama's cooking right now, she ought to be going, "Oh, Jesus, here they come. My risen family, risen in the grace of God, living under the power of God. They say what they mean. They do what God has allowed them to do. They're becoming who they are in Christ, and they believe He is the risen Son of God." What is in them? You better hear me. The hope of the world. My hope is not in America. It's not in Russia. It's not in politics. It's not in gold. It's not in silver. It's not in technology. My hope, all of my hope is, I'm betting on this. I'm believing this. Jesus is exactly who He said He is. He's the Son of God. Jesus died exactly like He said He would, on an old rugged cross. And He became exactly who He said He would become. The risen Savior, the darling from heaven, crucified, resurrected, and making a way of truth that all men, no matter what their color, their creed, their location of birth, might come under the blood of Jesus Christ, so that when we all get to heaven, all nations, from Korea to Kentucky. How do you say y'all in Korea? Hello. To y'all. To see. And from sea to shining sea. That empty tomb is the only place of hope for humankind. For in Jesus Christ, we have been buried, but also in Jesus Christ, we have been resurrected to new possibilities that will never separate from us because of the love of God. Amen. He said it. He did it. He became it. I hope and pray from the bottom of my soul that all of you beautiful people here today will believe it. He is the Son of God, loving you forever and ever. Amen. Father who art in heaven, you have come to earth. You have changed our world. May we let you change it today in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you know He's risen, I ask you to rise. Right now in this moment, you know what? Some of y'all thought you were just going to come to Easter today. You're going to walk out of here going to heaven. Is that okay? I didn't preach today just because you're pretty. I preached today because guess what? Now listen, my friend, I'm so glad you're here today because here's what I want you to know. It's real. Some of you right now are going, what is in this room? Something getting near me. That's called the Holy Spirit. And it's whispering in your ear. And if you're sophisticated, it goes like this. Hello? You're a sophisticated sinner going to sophisticated hell. I would rather you not go there. If you're just a good old country boy, say, hey, boy, you going to hell. Get saved. Salvation is for everybody. It's the only thing I know that's for everybody that works. I believe it. That's what makes me crazy. That's why this church is crazy. We're following Jesus. What's this? I'm telling you the truth. I gave up on denominationalism. I gave up on man's form of religion. I gave up on our systems a long time ago. Now we got to have them. That doesn't mean you don't have them. It means this, they're not saviors. See, I don't get real alarmed when I see people make mistakes. I'm very aware that people make mistakes. What I'm inviting you to today is this truth. You're not one. You're not a mistake. You're a candidate for salvation. How many of you today just need to say this, Lord Jesus, come into my what? Lord Jesus, today I know I've not done the right things. I know I've sinned, but today, God, I need to be changed, resurrected, removed from what is killing me, brought into what will give me life. I need that today, Jesus. Watch this. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my what? Sin. That word changes everything. Because you know what He's going to do? He's going to take all that old junk out of your old life, and He's going to fold it up, and He's going to leave it where it belongs, in the tomb. And then He's going to step you out and step you into possibilities you've never thought possible. He said it. He did it. He became it. You can believe it. Would you embrace Him today? Some of you need to come today and you need to be baptized. You've asked Jesus in your life. You did it a year ago, but you hadn't stepped up and been baptized yet. Look at this Holy Week. How many of y'all are glad that Jesus paid attention to the details? Yeah. So let me ask you a question. If the details were important to Jesus, do you think the details are probably important for us? Then get baptized. It's a detail of confirmation, but it sure does help. Let's leave this place living today. Amen. This altar's open right now. I'm going to pray. Some of y'all need to bring your beautiful, beautiful family. Pam Danks, my beautiful sister in the Lord Jesus Christ, and Mike, Pam, I want you to know, I thank Jesus Christ that you're listening to this Easter service and that you're standing here in the presence of God as you have for many Easters. And I'm glad God's still healing you. Amen. That He makes final decisions. Pam's battling with cancer, and guess where she is this morning? Celebrating her risen Lord. See, it's that real! And I don't know if Pam wants to accept all this, but she was on, her and Mike were on that pulpit committee that started all this with 30 people 18 years ago. And 30 people heard a small, still voice. Would it be possible, Jesus, that you would do a great thing in a hopeless situation? And Jesus smiled. And he said, that's my specialty. Bringing hope and truth and love and possibility into impossible situations. You're next. Let him have your life today. Pray with me. You need to keep your eyes open. Lord Jesus, you made every person here, and you made them beautiful. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for shedding real blood because you wanted to forgive our real sin. Why don't you tell him right now, Lord, I'm a sinner and I'd like to stop. And Lord Jesus, I need you to forgive me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I believe. I believe. I believe. Lord, I believe. Maybe you're like me at one time and you're a great skeptic. Then try this prayer. Jesus, help! And help me with my unbelief. He brought you here today. Not so you could check off, I've been to Easter service. But that so you could walk out of this place knowing that you can live forever. And the love of God will never separate from you. No matter what the circumstance. Maybe you need to come today and say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I've been following you, or at least saying I have, for a long time. But Lord, the news that I hear in my life tends to outweigh the truth that is in my life. Help me listen to you, Jesus, and follow only who? You. Gosh. Look around just a minute. Look how beautiful you are. Look around. Just look how beautiful you are. God made this today. God made that beautiful choir. God made those instrumentalists. God put the beautiful lilies in motion. And he said he clothed them with beauty, and he said he does the same to you. Come on, don't leave this place without Jesus Christ in your life. Now it's up to you. Are you going to be like he said you could be? Are you going to come forward and do what he asked you to do? Are you going to become a child of God because that's possible for you? And then are you going to live like Jesus Christ has made you to live? This altar is open. These pastors are here. Why don't you come forward right now and just pray, believe, receive Christ, be baptized, and let's live it together. So right now, this altar's open. People are coming. You come on. It's that real. Come on, folks. If we've never met you, but Jesus met you today, I promise you. Here's the worst thing that's going to happen at this altar. You're going to be loved by God forever and ever. Amen. Come on. Come on, church. Come on. Come on, let Jesus have that life today. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Come on. If you feel something moving you forward, come on. No fear, no doubt, no shame. Come on and let God touch you in a big way. Let him love you. He loves you. He loves you no matter what you think. He loves you. He's forgiven you if you'll receive it. Come on. Come on.